KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in for Romeo, Juliet, November. John, currently in Greensboro, North Carolina. Mark me in and out, sir.
And for our day in, good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain. Beautiful Greenville County tonight. And we'll be hanging around for the swap net at the least.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN. That's Mr. John. He's up there in Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. You have a safe trip. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, over there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Had some pre-check-ins using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, he's down in, and all you fine folks being with us tonight. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walden Edmund, I'll be, well, I'll stick around for the swap net, because I got something I'm looking for.
Yes. Please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native. 73U and everyone in the net. And tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Fort Sierra Papa Papa. This is Jerry. In Zirconia, I'm negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Be back to you to get your items you're looking for in just a little bit. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KN4SPP, Mr. Jerry in Zirconia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Jerry, tell me where zirconia is.
Yes, I'd say I'm about 5 miles east of the repeater, right on the state line above Marietta, South Carolina.
I was thinking it was in that general direction, but I could not remember. It's been too long since I've been up through there. But thanks for being with us tonight, Jerry. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Talk to you 4 DOS. Up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Talk to you 4 DOS.
DOS. Please check in November 2, Sierra, Uniform Bravo, N2SUB, that's Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
Doesn't sound like you got that group all to yourself. N2SUB, Mr. Jim down there in South Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, K4ROW, Richard and Grable, no traffic, no round table.
K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Grable. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, please check in November Delta 2 Zulu. My name is Ron. I'm in Anderson. I don't have any comments tonight, but I'll stick around for the SwampNet. Yes. And Gary and Joy, please just check in Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. Okay, 4YNG, Fletch and Easley, we're listening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to ND2Z, Mr. Ron, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Tell Miss Melissa we said hello. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, well, wait a minute. Fletch, I'm going to holler at you for some comments. You said you'd be listening, and if you're around, we'll talk a little bit. But thanks for being with us, and again, tell Hester we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan, just down the road in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening on the swap net. Good evening, everybody on the net.
I'd like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alan. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, please check in K4BAN, Kilo4, Bravo Alpha November, Alex and Clemson, negative and negative.
Oscar 4, Bravo Delta, Mike, Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative and negative.
Jerry and Anderson. Be negative and negative, Bobby. Listen to the swap net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had a double right there at the end. If I don't read your call back, come back and try it again. We'd love to get you on the log tonight. Net would like to say good evening to K4BKN, Mr. Alex. He's down in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. And KO4BDM, Mr. Jim, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Jim. And KO4AOW, Mr. David, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And right here is where I got the, had the double. I got DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And KI4DGY, that's my son Anthony. He's up in Charlotte. I got a text message on the phone from him, so that's, as I consider it, RF, so we're going to put him in the log tonight. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, Pat, north of Travelers Rest, negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
Yes. Good joy in the net. Merry Christmas to everybody. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative, negative.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, David and Easley, no traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Yeah, 4DOS. Check in out of turn, K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
I4DOS from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4BFA, Mr. Pat. He's north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KB2BYQ, another neighbor of mine, Mr. David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4CKK. This is Mark, down in Gray Court, 73, everybody. Be sticking around for the swap meet. I have no other comments. Thank you, sir.
And I would like to say good evening to KO4BKK, Mr. Mark, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Correct on the last one. It is KO4Charlie, Kilo Kilo.
For DOS. Everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mark, I apologize. I got your call correct. It is Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Kilo Kilo, down there in Gray Court. Is that correct?
It's 100% right.
Thanks for correcting me. That just keeps me on my toes. It just proves one thing. I'm human. I do make mistakes. Also, I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, or negative, negative night, Harry, thanks.
Say good evening. KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Let's see, we'll move on up now to the India through Lima, Group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4 DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Please save me 3s for each one of you.
And on flat down.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. Merry Christmas, W4IOE.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam, down in Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And Sid, are you going to call the 6-meter Friday night?
You'll be calling at 9 o'clock as usual. 53-130. Inputs 1 meg down. 52-130. It's on 100. All's invited. Thank you, Gary. W4IOE.
Hey, buddy. I didn't know, with it being Christmas, that you'd be calling it or not. Thought I would ask. So I'll see if I can't get in here in the ham shack and give you a holler come Friday night. You have a good evening, and thanks for being with us, and hope you stay safe and well. I better recognize my sweet bride, K3JOY. She's in the other room, and she is doing some cross-stitching tonight. I call it picking and pulling. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. Have a Merry Christmas. 7-3.
That last station that tried to check in, I did not get any audio. You got a good signal into the repeater, but no audio. So check your rig out and see what might be the problem there. And try it again. We'd love to get you in the log. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, not coming. I hope I make it to the repeater.
Hey, Miss Joy, I said hello, and if I don't speak to you again, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and Happy New Year, KK4F to you. Please check me in and out. Slaptown.
Yes. Edgewood, please check in. Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel in Hendersonville this evening. I'll just be in and out. Thanks for calling the net. Merry Christmas.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WA4KC, Mr. Juan. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Juan, you were booming in here. Sound like you were sitting in the room with me. I don't know if that was you beforehand that didn't have any audio, but you are booming in now, young man. Appreciate it. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And Feliz Navidad. Also like to say good evening to KK4FTU, Master Richard. He's located down there in Northwest Anderson County in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And KN4TZW, Master Gabriel. He's up in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Gabriel in Greenville. Now we'll be putting something on the swap net, but in the meantime, Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope everybody's safe. And hope we get better years next time. We'll be listening.
Say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a few minutes. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Bravo, that's K4XB. The name is Tommy. I'm located here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
Please say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell everybody in the family we said hello. I hope everybody's doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and Gary and Miss Joy and everybody on the net. And please just check me in and out tonight. Thank you. Hope you have a great weekend and a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Merry Christmas. Any others all the way through the alphabet, so Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're glad thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. And those folks that are going to go ahead and secure, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I'll get that out in a minute, I hope. But I hope all y'all have a very Merry Christmas. I got a couple of folks with items for the swap net. We'll grab those first, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4OIM, Mr. Wald, what are you looking for?
Gary, I'm looking for two or three sections of tower. I've got that Cushcraft tri-bander out here. I'm dying to get up. I've got it from Gabriel, and I've had that thing about 4 months, and I'm getting well enough to get out there and do something now. I'm looking for two or three sections of tower or either a 28 to a 32 push-up mass or pole.
I'll drop it for you, okay, before I see.
No, uh-uh.
Same again, Gabriel.
Those run 25 spare part tower sections we got. Or, you know what? Well, you still got some spare self-supporting, right, Gary?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll figure it out. We figured it out this weekend, Ralph, and we give it to you. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, Gabriel, you still got my number? It's 479-3761. And and it'll be next Friday before I, a week from this Friday before I can get it unless the president gets us that stimulus check. All right, so send Merry Christmas, Gabriel, and along the net. Back to you now, Gary.
Walt, well, me and Gabriel will get together, and he'll probably see you about Saturday or so. I might try to get break loose and go with him, depending on what's going on here at the house. But we'll see what we got, can come up with up there for that. And so we'll take that one right back off of the swap deal. I appreciate it, Walt, and look forward to seeing you there, young man. Next up is Mr. Gabriel, KV4NC. Gabriel, what have you got for the swap net tonight, young man?
This is KV4NC in the swap net. The customer for the 2 meter, I mean for the 40 meter two element, just back it up. So we're gonna put it on the net. It's a Goosecraft XM240. It's a 40 meter. Two element Yagi. It is complete. It is on the floor. This has got a lot of upgrades than the regular Cushcraft don't have. It's got the DX engineering hardware. Somebody's interested, they just give me a call.
Now, you have a Cushcraft XM240. That's a two-element 40-meter beam. Has some upgrades done to it. It is complete. It's got the DX engineering hardware. And, folks, I have seen and seen this beam in operation, and it works really well. appreciate it. There, Gabriel. And Gabriel, I've got your phone number is 864-386-5468, correct? I don't need any fields on this Cushcraft XM240 two element 40 meter beam that Gabriel just listed.
KI4DOS, K4ZZX, what is he asking for on that?
Steve wants to know how much you want for it.
I think 500.
500 QSL. I'm going to have to wait for that stimulus check to come in myself on that. I appreciate that. K4ZZX, clear.
We got her down. I'll run this for a couple of 3 weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end up here. Of course, we talk more frequently than that, but we'll see how it goes. Do we have anyone else with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net tonight is for sale. It's an MFJ-297. That's a desk mic. That's brand new in the box. It's got a cable to hook it up to a Yaesu radio. And he would like $30 for it. $30 for this MFJ-297 desk mic. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. A fella has two MFJ-170B antenna switches. He would like $15 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu VX-170. That's a 2-meter HT. He has the manual, the charger, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. This is a complete station here. He's got the SP-31 speaker and the TS-50 power supply, and he would like $700 for him. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM-261A. That's a 2-meter monobander, has a microphone, the power cord, the mount, and he also has an external speaker that he might throw in. He also has the manual for this transceiver in the box, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Set him up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-991A. Has the FP-1023A power supply, and he would like $1,000 for it. He also has the boxes and the manuals for these. He said that, he tried not to ship them, but he might do that if need be. Does anyone need any fuels? Light him up as some parts. Fella has some push buttons for Kenwood radios. He's got lights for the ICOM in Kenwood. He's got a 50-watt IC2728 transistor. Just a whole bunch of parts that he would like to sell. Does anyone need any fuels? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM ID51A Plus. That's a Torque 2-meter 440 D-Star transceiver. He has 3 batteries for it. He has the charger, the manual. He's got the SD card, programming software. And he would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks. Stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those of them say I will run these for a few weeks when you sell or find the items you're looking for. If you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS.
Hello.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN-4, UBG, Kevin. Echo Link, mobile around Fountain Inn. Good evening to you, Gary. And I'll be negative and negative 73 to everybody on net.
Thanks, say good evening. KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there mobile around Fountain Inn tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS. But one say that he might stay for Rags U tonight, and that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley, K4YNG. Fletch, are you still around?
KOS, K4YNG. Oh, yeah, I'm still around. Enjoyed the SwapNet. didn't see anything or hear anything that I had to have tonight. Santa's been on the move. The jolly old man has bought gift cards today. Got the postman taken care of, the mailman. My little caregiver that gets me up ready in the morning. Got my daughter and her hubby and the 3 grandkids all fixed up. How you doing with yours over there?
I believe we is as ready as we going to be. That's all I'm going to say. It's been busy around here as well. Joy's been in there doing a little more baking, and she made me a cake today, and then she got the sausage and cheese and stuff out and made me some sausage balls. She mixed all that stuff up, put it in the oven, and baked them up. And she says she might make me a pumpkin pie or two tomorrow. So
If I don't do anything else, I'm going to come out looking like Santa Claus over the holidays.
I felt kind of bad because I got a handful of Christmas cards this year. And since it's gotten to be internet time, I've been throwing a few out on the internet. And I guess I'm going to have to reply with two or three cards that some nice friends were kind enough to send me that I didn't send any out. So I guess I'll have to do that. Each Christmas, I always buy myself a present so that that way I get what I want. And I did that this year. I got me a remote thermostat that Alexa and my iPhone, and I can turn it on and off manually. I think I mentioned it on the radio the other night. So I can lay in the bed and change the temperature without having to holler at Hess to go fix, go change the temperature. I'm cold. And got the dogs a couple of sweaters, and that's about it over here. So I guess the best thing we could do is wish everybody a safe, a healthy, happy holiday, and a safe and healthy new year. That's about the best thing we could all have, and I certainly wish that to you and your family as well. So with that, we'll pass it along. Maybe somebody else will jump in there, Gary. But tell Joy I'm envious of all her cooking for her ham man. That's really nice. I know you'll enjoy all that stuff. KI4DOS, K4YNG. Good night to you and my friends.
Fletch, well, I hope you and Miss Esther have a wonderful evening tonight and a merry, merry Christmas. And that buying yourself a present is a pretty good idea. That way you know you're going to get what you want. I'm glad you got you one of those thermostats that you can operate from anywhere in the house. That's always a good thing. But I hope it all works out for you. Joy and I have gotten to where we don't hardly exchange presents on Christmas anymore. We decided that if we want to go get something during the year, we just go get it. And this year it's been a little bit different. We have got each other a little something, but normally, you know, we'll discuss it, and then, you know, I'll tell her, well, you know, I would like to have this, and she says, well, go ahead and get it. And that way I go and get it, and then I have it, and I don't have to worry about it, and it all works out that way, I guess. But anyway, hope you and Miss Hester have a wonderful evening, what's left of it again. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Stay safe and stay warm, Fletch. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS in the net, KK4FTU. If you don't have anybody else, I'll hang in there a little longer. Gary, I'm eating some loaded baked potato soup and waiting on some pound cakes to come out of the oven.
Why you eat or not there, Richard, but it sounds good. But you're up there, young man. Don't have any more rag chewers on the list tonight. But say you're eating loaded potato soup. Boy, I love that stuff. Joy fixes it from time to time. And my pound cake's already out of the oven. It's in there. She took it out, put it up, let it cool, and then she put it in the cake keeper. So I'm hoping she'll either have me some coffee made, or I'll go in there and make me some coffee after the net. and sit down and eat me a pound cake with a cup of coffee.
How his mind's going to turn out. I am getting ready for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with both my wife's family and my family. We're going to have some pound cake and some other stuff.
That sounds like a good deal. So our family's, Joy's family always gets together the Sunday before Christmas. So this past Sunday, we should have gotten together with her family, and they decided not to this year because of the COVID. You know, everybody in the family, as far as we know, are clear and, you know, have tested negative to have it and all of that. But they want to, you know, the brothers and sisters are getting a little age on us, and we don't want to get together and maybe bring something in to one of the others. But her family decided not to get together. And in my family, does it normally the Saturday before Christmas, which would have been last Saturday, and they decided not to get together for the same reason. So we didn't get together at all this year. Don't know about the boys. Stephen and his wife live down there in Liberty, not far from you. I don't know if they'll come by or not, but I haven't heard anything from Anthony and Caroline up there in Charlotte. But I don't really look forward to, don't look for them to come down. So I guess it'll be kind of peaceful this coming weekend.
On how much thunder we get with the rain that's supposed to come in tomorrow and Friday.
Probably true, too. But if the temperatures start to drop, we may not get much rain. We may get more the other type of precipitation. But right now, it's still 50 degrees outside here at the house. It's kind of leveled out since the clouds came in. The wind's not blowing too bad out there, so it's not really that cold. So I don't believe we're going to get any if it stays around the temperature it is now.
Frozen white fluffy stuff, but I don't like having to deal with it because our area doesn't get it enough to be conscientious of how to drive in it, for the most part, KK4FTU.
Richard, but I got some neighbors who live across the street that used to live in upstate New York, and they moved down here. Very nice people, super nice people. But they, I got to talking with them, and they said, you know, we get snow up there, and you know, people are accustomed to driving in it, and we have the equipment to, or they have the equipment to handle most of it, you know, to kind of help keep the roads clear. She said, but we don't get snow down here like they get up there. She said, we get more ice down here, and don't nobody know how to drive in ice.
Well, there, you just about have to hang on and wait till the momentum stops on ice, KK4FTU.
And in there, KI4MLE, and be back to you in just a minute there, Al. You had checked in with me, but I got you in the log now, and I'll be back to you. But, yeah, Richard, you're right about that. It's amazing if people don't use a little common sense and slow down when it, it don't matter if it's snowing or whatever, or raining for that matter. People don't use common sense enough to slow down, not realizing that there's something under their tires besides asphalt or concrete.
It can take a whole lot of it to cause slipping and sliding and forgetting and not having enough space between you and another vehicle is another issue.
They do that on dry roads, Richard. I don't expect them to do it on wet or slick roads.
What takes me is the way some people zip from lane to lane, and especially they jump in front of a big truck They keep forgetting that there's probably about 80 to 100,000 pounds behind those big trucks if they're loaded, and they don't stop on a dime.
That's a fact. But they don't realize that that there's vehicle probably weighs somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 5,000 pounds. That it stops a whole lot quicker than 80,000 pounds does. Just the momentum of the weight is enough to carry it on down the road for quite a ways. But I don't know. That's one of my pet peeves, and I'm not going to get on my soapbox tonight. It's too near Christmas.
There's a lot of other things we could probably vent on, but don't need to. I just thought I'd throw my little 2 cents worth in there for anybody that likes hearing my voice, and if they don't, I'm sorry, but we'll keep the radio going and the repeater working. Back to you, KI4DOS, and that KK4FTU.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think the microphone's going to bite them, I guess. They get in here. You know, I have a lot of folks that check in on the nets all the time, but they don't stay around for RagChew. I wish they would. You get to know folks a little better that way. But we're all a big family, and it's okay one way or the other. But I had a fella told me one time a long time ago, he said, that microphone won't bite you. He said, just pick it up and start talking. He said, somebody will listen to it. If they don't like what you're saying, they'll probably tell you about it.
Each frequencies are turning off, KK4FTU. That's about all I have there, Gary.
Boy, I appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. Hadn't talked to you in a good while. Hope you and the family have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and y'all stay safe and stay warm and stay dry. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Lima Lima, KO4ALL, Joe and Greer.
Say good evening to KO4ALL, Mr. Joe over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. Next up on the RagChew stump is Mr. Al, KI4MLN, down in Malden. Al, what have you been up to?
I wanted to say a story behind this power line issue. I was working on an old building in a lawnmower shop, and the building was so bad, the house top didn't have much to screw into. So I said, well, the electric kind of jammed this thing together. We popped together. What happened was I went and fixed it. I could
just a little bit off your eggs. You guys got a lot of bacon frying in the background there. But you and working in that lawnmower shop, I tell you, with the gasoline and all that stuff around, and it's a wonder y'all didn't blow the place up in that bad ground. Now, I don't know how you kept from it, but I'm glad that nothing happened.
Sure was. I got aggravated with it. I came over one night, I had a key. Couldn't get the door was around. I said, well, Bob, what do you want to do? He said, we could fix the power line. I didn't realize it was 110 volt digital meter. It was 200 amp meter. I didn't know they made one. My buddy put the meter back in.
The audio dropped down right there at the last. I didn't get the last part of that. Peter, Al, but that was about it.
One more time for the last call.
I'll catch you later if you got it. Sure, that time, Al, I don't know if you moved around or what, but that come in good.
That's the apparent charcoal water. I think the transmitter's on its way out.
Yeah, I don't know, but I hope not.
Time is, I don't know if it's 11 at night or what it is.
10:04 right now, Al.
But anyway, it's funny, because you got to watch out for that, but then it's kind of funny. You know what, a cat gave it tonight, can you believe it?
I didn't get that last part. I don't know if you're moving around a little bit or your X is a real small spot. It's hard to find a place up there in your place. It being upstairs and all those power lines and things being around you, it's kind of hard to find an X for an HT, isn't it? Okay, buddy, it was good.
About this, but I was thinking about that copper, Gary. Just take the torch and solder it, which is a 60-40 solder with the flux, and then put the straight tube in it, sweat it together with the torch, and you'll have a good connection there.
Do it.
Then blade, and have a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you again.
You were coming in good that last couple of transmissions. I know it's hard for you to find that X in your house, but you did good that last couple of times. But I hope you have a Merry Christmas. You take care. Take care of yourself. And I hope everything goes better for you come in the new year, health-wise and otherwise as well. But you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. We'll do it again. Do I have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Free in the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland at home tonight. Merry Christmas, Al. Al. Merry well to Al, too. Merry Christmas, Gary, and everyone on the net.
Like say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well, and I hope the family is doing well. Y'all have a safe and Merry Christmas. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About wrap it up for this Christmas Eve, Wednesday night. Appreciate each and every one of you folks that checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. I'm going to put this net report into the computer and let the repeater do its thing. Folks, we had a grand total of 47 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you. Like I said, we wouldn't have a net for what few folks out there in Radio Land. Now, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're at thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.